Next patient is Alicia Morales. The last name is Morales. Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A. 60-year-old Mexican female that has type 2 diabetes that is very aggressive, period. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus in both sides of the family. She has been suffering from diabetic retinopathy, diabetic nephropathy, as well as neuropathy, period. The patient has been very compliant with the medications, and she is eating twice a day at the same time, and she has been using a routine in which she has incorporated the changes in the lifestyle. Period. The serum creatinine is 3.4, the BUN is 50, the estimated GFR is 15. Fasting blood sugar 116, the potassium is 4.8, and the CO2 is 26. Number two, the patient has a nephrotic syndrome that is associated to the diabetic nephropathy. For reasons of insurance, we don't have the protein creatinine ratio. However, we have in the urinalysis a 3+ proteinuria. Interestingly, the serum albumin is 2.9. Following over hyperlipidemia, despite the fact of the presence of nephrotic syndrome, the total cholesterol is 197, with an HDL of 27, LDL of 122, triglycerides 335. Following number, arterial hypertension, that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 150/70. Following number, hyperuricemia. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism without evidence of hypercalcemia. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. This patient is unfunded, and she was told to call us in case that she develops any uremic symptoms like nausea, vomiting, weight loss, and profound anemia, weakness, tiredness, shortness of breath, period. I invested 7 minutes in the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.